Welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jomoy Manifestation Coach, and today I want to talk about two things that are going to speed up your manifestation process and help you see how everything really is coming from your inner world and it's being externalized in your quote-unquote external reality. Nothing is really external because you can't leave yourself, right? Like, you're stuck with yourself. Everywhere you go, you are inside yourself. So your whole reality changes when your inner state of yourself changes. You like see things so differently. You feel so differently. You experience life so differently because your internal state is different. Right? You can be in the same physical place. Everything physically could be the same. Your couch looks the same, your TV, your kitchen, everything is physically the same. Your physical body, pretty much the same, right? Unless you're manifesting some kind of physical changes. But you see, people all the time, they think manifestation is about changing physical reality. And you can, like, part of it is about bringing something physical in, right? Like, getting a new car, is that something physical? But your inner state has to change to be a match for that physical thing. Okay, so the bulk of manifestation, though, is you changing your inner state and then your perception changes. You open up to a new reality. I'm using air quotes, reality. Really, it's just an inner state. You're moving through different inner states, different combinations of thoughts and feelings and perceiving the external world in a certain way, right? You could talk to somebody today and think that they're one way, but then talk to them in 2 weeks from now and think that they're completely different. People change all the time based on how your state is. Because your state will draw out different energies in them. So, but here's the thing though, if you have a very solid assumption about somebody, you're going to keep experiencing your solid assumption about them. It's hilarious, right? Because we think people are like solid, like they are this way. No, you're the one who's solid. You're the one who's creating the solidity in your mind. Mind blown, right? Let me blow your mind some more. Okay, so that's one thing to ponder and think about, right? Don't just listen to this once. Like, listen to this and then like think about it multiple times throughout the day and apply it after you're in conversation with somebody. Notice what you were assuming about them and take responsibility for your assumptions about people, you know? And it's okay if you need to set boundaries with somebody, you need to remove yourself from unhealthy or toxic energies. Of course, do it. Like, that's not, we're not saying like, oh, you can never not set boundaries with somebody or remove people from your existence, your life, your existence, right? You can, totally. But look at what you're creating as well and see if, you know, okay, let's use this as like, you know, somebody that you do want in your life. So let's make it easy, okay? We're not talking about people that are toxic or abusive and you need to set boundaries with or remove them from your life experience. People who are not serving you, of course, remove them from your life experience, okay? Now, let me talk about something like people you genuinely want in your life experience, but maybe you keep interacting with a version of them that you don't want. You don't want to keep feeling that certain way with them. Well, you got to notice, you got to pay attention to what you're thinking and the story you continue to tell. And this is a very internal process, right? You have to go deep within yourself and see what you're doing in there, you know? You want to see yourself thinking about this person inside your mind's eye, in your imagination. And from your pure consciousness, you see this person pop up in your mind. What's your initial assumption about them? And recognize, hey, I could change this. I could change this, right? If you want to, if you want a better relationship with this person, right? It's about what you want. We're not forcing anything, or we're not persisting to keep people in our lives that are abusive, okay? Don't take what I'm saying and apply it to the worst case scenario. Okay, this is for optimizing your relationships. This is for thriving in relationships, okay? Use this to create more positivity, more connection, more love, okay? All right, so from your perspective of source, your pure source energy, your pure awareness, whatever you want to call it, your God source within, the second you think about somebody, you have all these assumptions attached to who you think they are, okay? Take responsibility, because we're talking about your inner world here. Whether a person is a certain way externally, we're not talking about that right now. Right now, we're talking about how you internally think about them. This is going to give you so much power, believe me. This is going to empower you so much in relationships. To take 100% responsibility at the root level of all your relationships in your life. You always have the ability to change what you think about somebody if you have enough space, right? If you can go into your source and become aware of what you're doing inside your mind about that external stimuli, right? Let's say this person is an external stimuli, right? We're getting scientific about how we're creating our relationships. It's okay, right? It's okay to do this, don't worry. Because you're not gonna be doing this all the time, right? You're not gonna approach all your relationships very scientifically, like Elon Musk or whatever. I mean, I don't know how he approaches his relationships. I'm just kidding. Okay, but anyways, how you think about somebody, you can just notice that that's a power that you can create. And you can change that. You can change that. And I promise you, when you start experimenting with this, you will see people change, because reality cannot help but be a hologram. We live in a holographic universe. Your thoughts are being projected out all the time. The act of observing something makes it so. So if you're observing your assumptions about this person, which you are deep down in the back of you, back behind your conscious awareness, your deeper awareness, you're a source energy observing your thoughts about this person. You see? Can you go back there far enough with me into source, your pure awareness, and see that the first thing you're aware of is your thoughts? Okay? So that gives you leverage. When you have that space and you're in connection to source, meditation helps with this, yoga helps with this, nature, anything to open your mind, clear your space. All right, mindfulness. So from this mindful place, you can see what you think about people and what you're assuming about them, your beliefs about them. Now you can change those. Deliberately, you can put in new beliefs, new thoughts about the characters in your life experience. They're characters that you've developed assumptions about based on your sense of self, your psyche, right? A relationship is never just about one person. It's about two people's psyches interacting, two people's minds interacting, and what someone else's mind triggers in that other person's mind, right? Their whole life experience, the other person's whole life experience, and then their minds are triggering off different kinds of, they're activating different kinds of thoughts in each other. Okay? So if you're able to, right, not only be aware of what the other person is activating in you, but you're also able to be aware of your source looking at the thoughts that you're creating about that person. Okay, this is deep. But when you can practice this, you'll start to see that your relationships aren't as solid as you think. And your relationships are changing states of consciousness all the time as well. And you can be an active, deliberate creator in your relationships by intending what you want to experience more of with that person. All right? Any kind of relationship here. Friends, coworkers, romance, any kind of relationship, family. Okay? You have the power because you are the source thinking thoughts about external stimuli. Other people are external to you. But your inner state is your inner experience of them, of that person. So what's your inner state in relation to that family member? What's your inner state in relation to your partner, to your best friend, to your clients? There's a lot of room to grow here for all of us. There's a lot of room to amplify our creative power in relationships, because what most people do in relationships is they don't even think manifestation has anything to do with them. They think relationships are just the way they are. And how the relationship plays out is how it's meant to be. No, you're creating that. Okay? You can change the state of consciousness of any relationship, and this can be easy, I'm telling you. It can be really easy to just intend, hey, I don't want to experience this anymore with that person. I want to experience this. And you start focusing on that energy, and then that person and you start experiencing that energy more. Okay? Manifestation is not limited. We're not changing people in the sense of like, it's not like that. Like, people get this misunderstood all the time. It's not like that. You're not like changing people. You're just activating a different kind of energy with them. And you have the freedom to do that. No one told you when you were born into this life that you have to just go with the flow of whatever the relationship is. No. Why? Once you become a deliberate manifester, relationships are included. And it's about you mostly, you know? It's better if both people are actively creating their ideal relationship with each other. That's better. But still, it doesn't really matter, because as long as you're changing what you experience, they'll have to reflect that. But there is more optimization available when both people are aware of what's going on. Like, you can really thrive and be really deliberate in what you create together. So just notice that it's the way you're thinking about this person, that's how they're continuously showing up for you. It is this easy, it is this simple, but people are so afraid of this concept, they think like that they're changing somebody. Like, you're changing your inner experience of them, you know? And if you're changing it for the good, like to create more positive outcomes, to create more love, more connection, more care, more empathy, more connection, more fun, more goofiness, more whatever the hell you want. How is that hurting anything? You know, you're just changing your own inner state in that relationship. And you know what? The other person's probably going to be happier doing that anyways, because if you keep creating like negative energy with this person, or like just not like you're not really happy in that relationship or whatever, then the other person knows that on some level, they feel that. So might as well optimize your relationships by deliberately creating them, you know? Intend, prepave. I love prepaving. Prepave how you want the relationship to go. If you don't prepave, you know, like dates or outings with your kids, or, you know, hanging out with friends, it's sometimes you don't really have the best time. But if you prepave it and you're like, okay, this is what I want to feel. This is what I want to see. This is how I want to perceive them. This is what I want to feel with them. This is what I want us to do. This is how much fun. I want us to laugh a lot. I want us to feel really free with each other. I want us to feel really happy. I want us to feel like both of us are just in this really good mood. We're both instantly in this really good mood as soon as we start talking. We're like, all these synchronicities are happening around us as we're going on this adventure, or doing this thing, or going to this restaurant, or getting this drink, or going to the park, or going on a hike. Like, all these magical things happen. We see these cool animals. We see these cool butterflies. Like, you know, like pre-pave all this positive stuff about what you're gonna do with your friends or your relationship or your kids, your family, anything. So you're like in this like creating of this positive momentum in your relationships, because think about it. If you're not pre-paving that stuff because you think that's like trying to control or change somebody, like you can't turn off your thoughts, you know? So you're gonna think anyways. So whether you're thinking about all these positive experiences you could be having in this relationship, or you're just kind of like mundane, like, wah, wah, this is boring. I don't really get along with this person. Like, we're mad at each other about this, and we're not happy with each other about that. Like, you're creating that too. You're choosing to remember that and tap into those thoughts. And, you know, and I'm not saying relationships don't have challenges or difficulties. Like, that stuff needs to be looked at and healed and processed as well. But you can optimize your positivity as well. Like, don't forget to be positive. Just choose to be positive sometimes, people. Like, it's okay. It's okay. That's what my yoga teacher says. She says, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to just create your relationships the way you want them to be in your own mind, in your own feeling state, and pre-pave, you know, your dates or your interactions with people. Because there's nothing wrong with thriving or optimizing your ability to create in relationship. Because you can't turn this off. Whether you're creating positive thoughts about somebody or whether you're just going with the flow of what is already, like what's already manifested in that relationship, you're just going with the flow, right? That's what most people do. They think the relationship just is the way it is, and they just keep living the same day in and day out experience of that relationship. But they're doing that, you see? They're choosing to maintain a state of consciousness of that relationship that they probably don't really want. It's kind of silly when you wake up to this and realize, what am I doing? Why am I choosing to create this when I have the power to create something way better? Okay, that's freedom. That's freedom. That's the freedom we have. We are infinite creators. We are infinite creators. And you can't exclude relationships from that. All right? I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you are interested in working on your relationships, check out my one-on-one coaching options. Visit my website, thebutterflysoullifecoaching.com. And if you want to talk, decide if this is right for you, shoot me an email at thebutterflysoullifecoach@gmail.com. Namaste.